From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. President Barack Obama has apologized to Doctors Without Borders. The president made the apology for the mistaken bombing of the group's hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, last weekend. Doctors Without Borders called Wednesday for an independent panel to conduct an investigation of the incident in which 22 people were killed. Jason Cohn is the organization's executive director.
This was not just an attack on our hospital. It was an attack on the Geneva Conventions. This cannot be tolerated. These conventions govern the rules of war and were established to protect civilians in conflict.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials are probing whether the military exceeded its authority for use of force in Afghanistan in launching the airstrike. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says four of his warships have fired 26 cruise missiles at 11 IS targets in Syria. He says the targets were destroyed without causing civilian casualties. The four ships are located in the Caspian Sea. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Israelis to be on maximum alert for violence and trouble. The warning follows several Palestinian knife attacks against Jews Wednesday. Netanyahu canceled a trip to Germany to deal with a surge in Palestinian violence. On Wednesday, a Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli man who then shot and wounded her in Jerusalem's Old City. Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeast Nigeria Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Damaturu in Yobe State. Witnesses say one of the early morning attacks was near a mosque, the other near a housing development. No one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande are calling for unity across Europe to address the refugee crisis there. In speeches to the European Parliament Wednesday in Strasbourg, both leaders said that more cooperation is needed to settle tens of thousands of migrants and refugees. The International Organization for Migration, meanwhile, is warning that more migrants and refugees will die as a result of the European Union's inability to make a decision on how to tackle the crisis. Lisa Schlein reports.
The IOM estimates 72 migrants have lost their lives trying to cross into the Greek islands from Turkey. And it says data received from the Turkish Coast Guard shows some 13 migrants already have died in Turkish waters through the beginning of September. IOM spokesman Lena Doyle says this makes this month the deadliest on that stretch of the Mediterranean in 2 years, and that the situation will only worsen. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry to three scientists for their work on human DNA repair. The laureates are Thomas Lindahl of Sweden, Paul Modrick of the U.S., and Aziz Sankar of Turkey.
They called at 5 o'clock. I was sleeping. My wife answered the phone, and she was told it was an important call, and she woke me up, and the gentleman told me that I got the Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
Aziz Sankar, DNA repair can be used in the treatment of cancer. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she does not support the new Trans-Pacific Partnership. The United States, Japan, and 10 other Pacific Rim nations completed years of negotiations and signed the agreement on Monday. Even though Clinton advocated the pact when she was Secretary of State, she now says the TPP does too little to protect U.S. workers from the impact of currency manipulation by other nations. Iran's top leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has banned any further direct talks with the United States. He addressed the Revolutionary Guard in Tehran Wednesday and said direct negotiations with the U.S. opens the way for what he called U.S. penetration of the Islamic Republic. The political party of former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh and the Houthi rebel group have accepted a United Nations-brokered peace plan. The two groups, which are allied, have notified the UN of their willingness to join the peace talks. Yemen's president, Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi, has insisted that Houthi fighters pull back from territory seized over the past year before his government will participate in the talks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.